Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, hello, hello. How about I'm going to be working off of two phones right now because I don't know what's going on, but to God be the glory that I am on. I was having this difficulty just trying to dial in. So I'm glad that everybody is on. Let me make sure that I am connected to you. Lord, I'm just having major difficulties today. I don't even know, could you guys hear me? I'm out on air. Let me try to go back out and go back in again. So just bear with me. So I don't know, could anybody even hear me? Because it doesn't say that I'm on air, so I'm not sure. Okay, here we go. I think this is you all. Yes! Oh, my gosh! I was having major difficulties here. Amen. I don't see, do anyone even know that I'm on? It says live, but I have not seen anybody who is on the Facebook thread here. Coming through. So let me just see something here. I don't even know, could you all see me on my broadcast or not, because it says that it's live, but let me go back out and then I'll come back in again. Amen. Glad you all hopped on here today. Oh, Lord have mercy. It says connection available. Okay, so it looks like I'm on, but I don't know, because people that's on Facebook Live see me or not. But how about you all dialed in? I see y'all on here thick, so we're just going to keep on going, and I guess the others will be able to join on in a minute. Amen. Amen. So we're going to be talking about when it gets better, when it gets better. So God is truly good. I am your host, Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard. So blessed to be here on today. So welcome to Hope Victoria Studios, y'all. I guess, like, if you could text me and let me know that you're here. I see everybody is on the call, but nobody is coming through the Facebook Live. So I'm going to go out and come back in again. But I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 25 on today, beginning with, just hold on, y'all. Beginning with the, it's not allowing me to reconnect. Okay, so Chanel says she hear me on, but not, I'm not online. Okay. Okay, so just give me 1 minute, guys. Okay. So, all right, y'all. I don't know what's going on with my Facebook Live on today, but I am blessing the Lord. So let us keep going. And I guess I know you all can hear me online, so which is really great. So we're going to be talking about when it gets better, when it gets better. So last week we went over talking about Abigail, and we talked about David, and we also talked about making decisions, how when you make decisions, it really can affect different people. It just doesn't affect you, but it sometimes affects your whole household, affects your whole community, and it's so amazing because when we make decisions, whether it's bad or good, you never know who you may affect. You never know what's coming down the pipeline from making decisions. But one thing I loved about Abigail had such a beautiful, beautiful personality. They said she was so intelligent. And Abigail actually meant father's joy, or it says father's joy, or just joy, faithful joy. So I love what her name actually meant. And Abigail was married to a man named Nabal. And Nabal was shrewd, he was mean, he was surly, but God allowed her to make a decision and think in a period where she could save her whole household, including her husband, because her husband was coming after King David. And King David was also running for his life. Let me tell y'all something. You never know what's going on with a person's life, and you coming up against them, and you add more stuff or more salt to whatever's going on with that person. Well, David at that time was running for his life, and it's so amazing because at the time he was running for his life, you know, he was out in the fields, and when he was out in the fields, he was actually covering Nabal's property. He was covering his sheep, because it was sheep shearing time, where they would cut the wool, the fur off of the sheep, and he made sure everybody was protected, including his own men. And all he asked Nabal was, and I'm kind of like reiterating the whole story from last week, we talked about making decisions, but this week we're going to be talking about it gets better. And even though we may feel at a place where it doesn't get better, but oh yes, it does get better. It does get better. And even though we may feel like, God, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so consumed, Father, Lord, will things ever get better for me? But yes, it will get better for you when you trust and when you believe in God. And even though you may be going through a storm, don't you know those storms, sometimes those storms are good storms, because those storms wash everything away. Sometimes it removes things out of our life, destroys different things that don't need to be in our lives. Amen. So sometimes when we go through a storm, we look at it as a bad thing. But sometimes it'd be a time of purging. It'd be a time of removing different things from our lives. Amen. But let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you, I give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for this broadcast on today, God. Lord, I thank you for every day, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name. Use me for your glory. Hallelujah, God. Use me for your glory on today, God. Lord, I thank you for being so faithful, God. Even, Father God, when sometimes we don't feel your presence, God, Lord, we know that you're there, God. We know you're strong and we know you're almighty, God. Lord, we know that you're flowing with so much goodness in you, Father God. And Lord, you want to bestow that upon us. You want us to put us in a season where we're flowing with milk and honey, the land that you provided for us, God, a promised land on today, God. Make our crooked path straight, God. Lord, we ask that, God, Lord, you will just allow it to flow, the anointing to flow, God. And Lord, we thank you, God, for just loving us. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for fortifying us, God. Lord, we thank you for being strong and mighty. Lord, we love you. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. We love you. We love you and we adore you, Father. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. So on today, talking about when it gets better. So I'm going to read. I know it's kind of not wasted, but got caught up in time on today with some tech issues. But we're just going to keep going on. And, Lord, that's another thing, being consistent. Last night, Dr. Bernadette Camp, she has an evening prayer on Mondays. And she was talking about, you know, planning and keeping things organized and, you know, and not letting go of your dreams, your goals, and just being consistent. And even though she had tech difficulties towards the end of her broadcast, she still was moving around, but she was still able to meet the needs of God's people. So we do bless God on today. for her and being consistent, like me being consistent today. So, amen. So, I'm coming from 1 Samuel chapter 25. I'm going to read verse 39. This is 1 Samuel 25, verse 39. It says, "And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, 'Blessed be the Lord that have, pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and have kept his servant from evil. For the Lord had returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head.' And David sent and continued, amen, and communed with Abigail to take her as his wife." Amen. Let me read that again. So this portion of scripture is David, because Abigail saved David from going out there and killing the whole household, which the blood would have been on his hands, because she knew there was so much in him, and she did not want him to go down like that. Amen. But Abigail, they said that she was so intelligent, she was so brave and courageous, and she just didn't have the beauty on the outside. She was beautiful on the inside, and even though she was in a household with a man who was mean, who was shrewd, who made awful and horrific and terrible decisions, she still stood within her house. Isn't that something, when you can be in a household with somebody that's so mean and so evil towards you, but you still are kind, you're still nice? Sometimes it can even be on your job. You're still nice, you're still kind, when all kind of people come up against you. And it's so amazing, because Abigail, in spite of all of that, Abigail still stood. She still was able to think inside of a relationship that she knew that was tearing her apart. She still stood knowing that that relationship was going down the wrong hill, not knowing, but guess what? She stood in there to the end, amen? And she started making decisions for her household, which was right. Because if not, her husband was going to have the whole household killed. And also himself. But she stopped David from doing that. And it's something, because when one of her servants ran back and says, "Listen, King David," he wasn't a king at the time because it was King Saul, but he says, "David asked for some food from our master's house." Well, Nabal was rich. He had so many herds, so many goats, and he had so much food to store it up. Just was enough. I mean, it was enough for the whole town. But he was so selfish and didn't even want to share. And he said, well, who was this David? So many people had run away from their masters, so he refused them. And David said, "Look," he said, "I watched over your men out here." He said, "And I did not rob them, allow nobody else to rob them. And we asked you for a little food for our men, and you can't even grant us that?" Well, he told his 600 men, "Gird up, because we going, and no man by the morning time will be alive." But the servant heard it and ran back to Abigail and said what their master, what her husband, had told David and his men. And she said, she said, let me think for a minute. She said, let me pray. Look, she didn't say let me pray, but using my imagination, she said, let me just hold up and think about it for a minute. After she thought about it, I know she heard the voice of the Lord give her instructions what to do. And sometimes you got to make decisions when your household, when you know that's going to affect everybody, to save your whole house. Amen. So she made a decision in her humbleness, and she went out and met David and said, "You don't want to kill this whole household, but look at God," because she was looking out just for not herself and her husband, but she was looking out for David too. She said, "I know what type of man that you are, so I don't." The thing about it is that Abigail heard about him, but Nabal, you so self-centered, so self-absorbed, you didn't hear about David. Amen. Even though how many giants that he killed to life, how many men that he slew within the army, and you have not heard about David. Well, anyway, Abigail went, she gave her food, she got off her donkey, gave her food, and it's so amazing, because when she gave him food to eat, he was appreciative of that. So he said, "You know, I'm going to thank you, you know, woman of God, thank you." So in verse 39, when it come down to it, it says, "And when David heard that Nabal," see, this portion of scripture, David let God fight his battles. How many times do we pick up, you know, and do it our own self and don't let God fight our battle for us? No, and then we be in worse trouble than we were before. Or we like, "Oh my God, I made a terrible decision. I should have let God fight that battle for me." You're letting God fight battles for you all the time. Amen. Just like Sarah and Abraham, you know, she gave her maidservant up Hagar, and it had so much. She gave birth to Ishmael, but it had so much discord within the house because God told them to wait. He said that child will come from your bowels. So in other words, wait. And when God tells you something, He is not a man that He shall lie. So don't go ahead and try to fix it yourself. Wait on God to fix it for you. Amen. Because then now you got to be in the midst of trying to fix things. And then we look to God. God, fix it. Yeah, and God does fix it. He really does, because He loves us that much. But Abigail, and the scripture says, after David went back and Abigail had fed David, and he went back to where he was, back in the wilderness, still running for his life. And it's something how sometimes we add more misery to people knowing what state that they're in. And sometimes, and we're like, misery loves company. When a person knows that you're down, when they know that you're out, it's when they just start like to throw salt on your wound. Thank you, Chanel, for letting me know that that you can hear me, but y'all just couldn't see me. Amen. So verse 39 says, and when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be the Lord that hath pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and hath kept his servant from evil. For the Lord hath returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. Well, let me back up. He says, and kept his servant from evil. See, God will fight your battles for you, and God does find a way of escape. You ever be in a situation when the phone rings or some type of interruption comes, and you be like, God, I know that's you. He will find a way of escape for you. So don't think that every sinful situation that you're in, you're so quick to say, oh, my God, God didn't wake me up. He didn't say nothing to me. He didn't send a ram or a bush, and or he didn't strike a master, say, don't do it. Honey, He does find a way of escape for you. And sometimes we walk into situations that we know we shouldn't be in, but we go in anyway. And how many times God has sent distractions and we still proceed to go in? So you can't blame God for that. Amen. Kept his servant from evil. David was so happy that God kept him from evil, because he found a way of escape from that sin. And that's why by sending Abigail. Hallelujah. And even though David could have said, you know what, no, I'm still going to proceed and go, then what? God sent it, but you didn't listen. You didn't let God fight it. But He sent the interruption and distraction there, interruption, so he would not have to fight that battle. Amen. Amen. So it says, for the Lord had returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head, and David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. Amen. So look at the blessing in all of that. Abigail was stuck with somebody who was mean and surly and shrewd, but look how God blessed. At the end, God blessed her with King David, but he was David at the time. But look, she didn't know that she was getting ready to marry a king. Amen. Look at God. And then when her husband died, his servants came back and said, you know, Nabal is dead. And he said, okay, send her this message. And he wanted to take her as his wife. And you think Abigail was going to stay behind? No, she wasn't. She said, okay, God, this is my time to be blessed. So she wasn't looking like it's my time, but I'm just saying it was her season. Amen. So it does get better. And even though we're looking at a situation that seemed like it's dead, seem like everything is coming up against us, seem like, well, every time I turn around, it's my health. Every time you turn around, Father, it's my health, or it's bills, or it's a decision, or it's this or that. But don't you know that it does get better? Amen. I know my grandma used to always say, and my mama, you understand it better by and by. So as time goes on, you really start seeing things, you start understanding things better by and by. But I just come to share a word on today of encouragement. Let me know that it does get better. And even though you may feel like it's not getting better, really it is turning around for your good. And if you look back on your old, on other, not all, but other testimonies, how when God blessed you and the stuff that you went through. So look back at those other testimonies, how you testifying on today, how God brought you out and fixed situations. Don't you know it's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore? Amen. Don't nothing change. God's word don't change. God's word is just like a rock that break, like a hammer that break rocks into pieces. That's some type of word. That's God's word. Amen. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He loves you. Amen. Greater love has this than no man than he will lay down his life for a friend, because that's the kind of God that we serve, that he will lay down his life for you. Amen. So I want you all to be encouraged on today. Know that God is on your side and know that God loves you in spite of how you feel. I have time for one call. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. Amen. But God is faithful, y'all, and he is just, and he loves us. He loves us even the more. He really does. He loves us because he's that kind of God. And I also want to send a prayer out for my friend in California to pray for her, to pray for her husband, her whole family. Amen. So just remember her in your prayers. God knows who they are. Amen. But I just want to just tell you all on today that God is faithful and he is just. Thank you all for hanging in there with me through these tech issues on today. I love you all. Be blessed. Know that God loves you and know that it's going to get better. Amen. It is going to get better. Amen. Because God is not a man that he shall lie. And even though it seems like all whatever is breaking loose right now in your life, don't you know that God will calm the storm? Hallelujah. He will calm the storm. Hallelujah. Peter stepped out on water by faith. But the moment he began to look at his surroundings, he began to sink. Some of us need to just step out. Don't look at what's around you. Don't listen to the other voices around you. Amen. And God is a healer. And some of us may feel like, oh, my God, Lord, when are you going to heal me? He is a healer. You know, you got to think that you're healed and believe that you're healed. Amen. So just know that God is on your side. Hope in God. You are victorious. Hope in God. Because you are victorious. Amen. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up. I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for this broadcast on today, God. Lord, I thank you for just being God every day, God. I thank you, God, for always sending a ram and a bush, God. Always just being God is so powerful. Touch everyone that's on this broadcast on today. Someone is crying out, Father God, and won't let anybody know what's going on the inside. Go before those stony hearts, God, that don't have forgiveness in it, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. And thank you for your son, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word in Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that he has raised his son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. And thank everyone for tuning in on today. And I'll see you all next Tuesday. God bless.